on the other line.
Great, thanks.
I'd say about 15 minutes.
Sure, thanks.
And you're calling from Georgia Street in Vancouver?
Yeah.
Perfect. Hold on 1 second. Buddy?
Yeah?
I've got Steve from Georgia Street in Vancouver.
Okay.
Hi, buddy.
Hi, how are you, sir?
Good, how are you doing?
I'm hanging on pretty good. I've done a lot of traveling, which is a part of my job. Somebody got to do it because there's not too many of us left.
I appreciate you giving me some time for an interview. I'm a huge fan.
Well, thank you so much, sir.
And I've interviewed you in the past. I'm a friend of you. Remember Stormin' Norman?
Yeah, is he still around?
No, I haven't seen him for a while. I think he moved away from Vancouver.
Did he really? Because he usually keep in touch, you know, because I know he's probably somewhere. He's still in radio, isn't he?
Pardon? Oh, no, I don't think he's in radio anymore.
Oh, he's not?
I think his show got canceled.
Oh, well.
Kind of a shame. I like that. It's a good blues show.
Well, that's what happened to our music on everything. If it don't get canceled, they just don't play it no more anyway, and that worries me a bit.
Yeah. Well, congratulations on your new album.
You do have it.
Oh, you betcha.
Well, thank you very much. What do you think?
It's incredible.
Well, thank you very much. I just hope more people could hear it. I have a couple more million like you. We could keep the blues live a little bit longer.
I'll do my best. I think it's one of your best albums, and you've got a lot of great ones.
Well, that's what I thought, too, because this is the first CD that I ever had something to do with 100% of the songs. There's no old song or somebody else's song on there. All of this stuff on the whole CD is new. Me and the producer wrote.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you about Tom Hambridge. He's a talented guy. He plays drums and he wrote a lot of the material and produced it.
Yeah, and he's been doing it, and he had been opening some shows for at least 3 or 4 years, and I didn't realize how talented he was till we was start holding the conversation when we got ready to do this CD. And the title track on it, Skin Deep, I left home when my mother used to tease us about that all the time, and I wanted to sing that in the chest days, and they just couldn't hear it, you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Congratulations again. It's incredible. It's going to be on my top 10 of the year.
Well, thank you so much, sir. I certainly appreciate that. Like I said, if I had a couple more million people like you, I think the blues would stay alive a little longer.
I got your album from 1981, Stone Crazy, which I thought was one of your greatest guitar performances, and I think you're playing with the same passion as you were back then. How do you do it?
Well, you know, the only thing different when you hear me today and it was back then, because I first cut that thing with Chess, and then I redid it in France in 1970, and finally Alligator released it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, you hear me as I was when I was 23, I might be a little more experienced now, but the technology make it sound a little different, but we're playing the same thing, even the instruments a little different now. Because I have a lot of people who remember those songs of Muddy Waters, Howlin' Wolf, and all of them, and they will try to want to make you reduplicate that, and you can't because that amplifier's not the same, the guitar's not the same,
yeah.
And you know, it's nothing the same like it was no more. It's too much technology, which is, you know, I have people laugh when I get ready to call my bank. I just say I'll be over there because you talk to a computer for about 30 minutes before you get to a live person.
I gotcha. I wanted to ask you a little bit, buddy. I know you're coming up here on November 9th to Vancouver, but on November 6th, you're playing in Seattle for the Experience Hendrix Show. I wanted to ask you whether you felt honored to be part of that tribute to Jimmy.
Oh, of course I do. Each night I go out, I get a chance to play at least two of my songs from the new CD. Then we jam with Johnny Lang and the rest of the guys on the show and with this tribute to Hendrix, because I had a chance to hang out with him about 2.5 years before he passed away, man. That guy was so creative. So you'd have to be, you know, you have to feel honored to be on something like that. This is the second time we've done it, though, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But he deserves everything he gets because he was one of the first guys who was doing what I was doing. That's why they was talking about me, was cranking the amp up with effects.
Yeah.
And wouldn't nobody accept it here. And a guy by the name of John Porter took him to England, and the British people, including Muddy Waters, say, bring it on. If that's the way you do it, bring it on. And then it came back here, and America was saying, hey, wait a minute, there's a British invasion. And they say, wait a minute, man, it's not a British invasion, including Rod Stewart. And Eric Clapton, then when they first started playing, they wasn't playing nothing but Muddy Waters, their music, man. Rod Stewart and all of them was doing the blues, yeah, but they cranked it up.
Yeah.
And then everybody was ready for it. And then later on they come saying, well, who is Muddy Waters? And the Stones got angry. Say, you mean to tell me you don't know who Muddy Waters is? And we named ourselves after one of his famous records, Rolling Stone.
I was wondering, what's it like to jam with Jimmy's old rhythm section, the Jimi Hendrix Experience?
You know, it's bring back, you know, it's a flashback. So you just, sometimes I sit back then saying, you know, if it's real, I'm still around to be a part of this, you know, because back in the 60s when they cranked up those big Marshall amplifiers and so on, when I used to go hear Hendrix or Eric them play, I used to have to put on a... If you're talking to a girl or guy, so you got to say what you got to say before we go inside, because I can't hear you when you get in there, because there wasn't no big outdoor theaters like we got now. Some of the first largest places we had when it was exploring that was Bill Graham, Philbo East and West.
Mm-hmm. Just before I forget, I want to ask, whereabouts are you located right now? Where am I calling you at?
I'm in Vegas right now. We got the show going on tonight here, and tomorrow night we're in... L.A. The next night we in San Francisco, then we off on election, which would be the 4th, and we play on the 5th in Spokane.
Oh.
Then after Spokane, we come to Seattle and Portland, then it's over. The last night of it is in Portland, and then I come up on my own in Vancouver and Victoria. Then I got to do 2 days up in, I think it's Calgary and Edmonton.
Oh, yeah.
And then back down into the United States for the rest of the year.
Yeah. What time is it in Vegas right now?
Where are you at now?
Vancouver. It's a little after 7 o'clock.
I think we're on the same time.
Do you usually get up that early on the weekend?
Oh, man. I was born and raised on a farm. Every morning you can call me at 5. I done had my coffee. I'm from Louisiana. I love to cook. And if I'm home, I'd have been had my red beans and rice almost ready now. Yeah, my mom used to teach me that because she had to use the wood stove to cook, and it would be so hot in Louisiana, she would get up at 4 in the morning and cook and have the red beans done by 7, so the house wouldn't be so hot. When the fire go off on the stove, that's the only time the whole house cool off, because we had to open the windows. We didn't have no running water and no electric lights, so you just had to open the house up, and when I got big enough, I built a screen door. Before that, we had to fan the flies and everything out the damn house, man.
So you go to bed early?
No, not really, but I go back. I've been set like this all my life. I go back to bed. That's why they get the interviews so early, every day about 1 or 2, and make up the different hours. So I get 2 or 3 hours in the afternoon.
I got you.
Or at night.
Uh-huh. I was wondering, what Hendrix songs are you going to be playing on Thursday?
Well, I just sit in and do Red House and Hey Joe.
Oh, sweet. Mm-hmm. I was wondering, Skin Deep, how do you keep your chops so how do you play with so much passion at the age of 72? What's your secret?
Before Hendrix passed, Janis Joplin, and I could go on and name them, everybody was living kind of fast, which I don't think that's having anything to do with it. Ain't none of us going to stay here always.
Yeah.
I lost my brother going on 3 months this month.
I'm sure to hear that.
Uh-huh. And my mom used to tell me, man, if you drink too much milk, you'll kill yourself. You know, and they got it putting it all on cigarettes now about cancer. I don't think cigarettes is a bigger problem as everything else we got. If you're going to stop them from smoking, you might well stop them from eating the chicken that's being fed all these chemicals, and all your veggies being sprayed with a chemical now that our bodies don't need. So I just try to balance myself. I don't overdo anything.
Yeah, gotcha.
So when I finish at night, I don't say it just because I'm a musician, I'm supernatural. I don't need no sleep. I don't need to eat. I just go ahead on and do what a normal human being do, man. Take a shower, eat, and go to bed, and get up at 4:30 in the morning and be ready for another day.
When you get to be 80 or so, do you think would you be playing more mellow acoustic guitar stuff?
I still do that if a request for me now, but a lot of young people with the history of what Hendrix said or Stevie Ray or Eric them say, naturally they want to see me play a few licks on the Strat. But you know, I had a whole CD. I don't know if you got it called Bring 'Em In. And one before that I got a couple of CDs in all acoustic. If you don't have them, when you hang up, you talk to Isabel and she'll get them to you.
Okay, thanks.
Yeah.
I want to ask you about Clapton. He's called you the greatest guitar player alive. Would you agree?
No. Because, you know, he's such a nice guy, man. And, you know, how could I agree with that? And I wish I could sell us half of the records that he sells. You know, they became popular before everybody knew who the hell I was, including Muddy Waters. Now, because like I said earlier, the British people accepted them, and they exploded it. And then when they came back, yeah, we was Johnny Come Later. But, you know, man, you got Jimi Hendrix, Stevie Ray Vaughan, just to name a few. And if you listen at that new CD you got on me, I got a cut on that called Who Gonna Fill Those Shoes. Now, that kid is a kid taking a solo on. He's 9 years old now, but when I saw him, he was 8.
Quinn Sullivan.
Yes, sir. And when you see or hear him, man, it's unbelievable. I mean, I know some of the young guitar players, but this kid, man, at that age, I don't believe him when I hear him play.
Another fellow, a young fellow, not quite as young, Derek Trucks plays, and he's awesome. Did Eric Clapton introduce you to him? Or?
No, man, that kid, man, Derek is so amazing with the slide guitar, because I know, you know, he's because of making me love Skin Deep more than I did before I cut it.
Huh.
Because he played a solo on that, man, that was amazing, man. When I hear that guy play, I do like B.B. King say when they're, the first real good slide guitar player I heard was the late Earl Hooker.
Hmm.
And B.B. King, me and B.B. King used to talk after we got to know one another. They said, Hooker, the only somebody you know play the slide can make you cry.
Hmm.
Yeah, and Derek can make you cry if you just sit there and listen at him. Then the way he played so, every time a tear go to come out, it's not a sad tears, a joyful tear, because this kid, man, I don't know why he got it from, but whatever he got, I want him to keep on doing it.
Yeah, me too. And his wife, Susan Tedeschi, she's got some powerful pipes.
Well, I met her before he did, and because I was doing what they call a B.B. King tour maybe 8-9 years ago.
Uh-huh.
She was kind of shy. She would sing, and I would come out there, and I had the record out called It Feels Like Rain, and I used to make her come out and help me sing, and I said, my God, what a voice.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's amazing.
And you also have Robert Randolph in there. He's a pretty good guitar player.
Oh, man, I saw them on the Austin City Limits. You know, they do a lot, his whole family do a lot of spiritual.
Yeah.
And I want to do a spiritual album, and we've talked about it already, man, because you got to hear them do that, man, with his whole family on there, man. I said, man, I got... Because all blues players is connected with that spiritual before the guitars and amplifiers took over. I don't know if you know Lou Rawls, the late Lou Rawls. They used to sing with the Pilgrim Travelers, Johnny Taylor and all of them.
Yeah.
They had voices making the music that our instruments do now.
Mm-hmm.
So when you hear that, it's all connected. It's closely related.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you got Willie Weeks on bass on every song.
Oh, yeah, man. I didn't know much about Willie, but he did a couple of things with me before on an album before that. And it was like in the chess phase. You just got some guys look like they know that studio stuff better than anybody. I don't know. And during the course of recording Skin Deep, man, I've been in a lot of sessions, you know, and a lot of men, side men, bass, drummers, and all that. They will play the set and listen back and tell you that's it. Man, this session, everybody in there was saying, look, I think I can do it a little better. Let me go back in there. And I was, you know, hair was standing on my head, even though I shaved it off. But this is the kind of stuff that make you feel like you should go on and keep on playing. And that's what these Willie and all the guys make me feel like doing.
Wow.
I don't even think about retiring. I just say like everything else, you know. Blues musicians don't retire. They just drop.
Well, just in closing, I was wondering whether you were excited about the election on Tuesday.
I'm a bit excited, but, you know, I'm not into politics that well, man, because politics, I do know, is, for one thing, for to be a lawyer and a politician, if you're not a big liar, you're not going to win nothing. So, because if you listen at whoever's in there, man, your local people, what? And the same thing leads back to the music, man. If you tell somebody you finna create some jobs, man. I used to be in a studio at Chess, and you had a razor blade to take a beat out that you didn't like on a tape. And nowadays, you punch a button, and as a matter of fact, I just got a new guitar from Gibson the other day. You don't have to tune it no more. You have to tune it damn self.
Yeah.
So politics is like that. You got to promise somebody something. You know, you go down the street and I see construction, man. It used to be 75 men out there with a jackhammer breaking up an old highway. Now you got one man out there with a machine breaking that highway up, and he got a Walkman on, listening to music, and he's air-conditioned up in the little tractor, and he breaks it up, loads it up, and drives it off. And now those other 74 men job ain't never coming back. You elevators, your switchboard operators, all those jobs are not coming back. So you can't lie and tell somebody you're going to create all those jobs, man.
Yeah.
You're not coming back no more. When I first started flying, it used to have four men in the cockpit.
Mm.
Now you only have two up there, a pilot and a co-pilot.
Mm-hmm. When you come to Vancouver, are you going to bring any Hendrix songs with you, buddy?
I will if they ask. I always, you know, when I go play, man, I just don't bring you, buddy guy. I think that's just keep me going. Now I hit you a Muddy Lick, a Hendrix Lick, a Stevie Licks, and a Buddy Guy Lick, even an Eric Clapton Lick. And I think being from Louisiana, they got a food they call gumbo, and if you get the real one, it got all kind of meat in it. So that's what I consider. I almost want to call Skin Deep is a gumbo type album because I wanted to put some everything in it. Hopefully I would get a little more airplay because, you know, most big radio stations now don't play nothing but the same stuff all day.
Yeah.
And I wish we could go back to the AM stations because everybody's music got played in your spiritual, jazz, and gospel. Now if you turn on one of these big stations that just probably won't play nobody but Madonna or Mariah Carey all day, and you're not going to hear no Muddy Waters there once in a while. So,
yeah. You
know, if you come to my house, I cook you a gumbo, you pick up a piece of crab, and then the next time you go dig down in there with your spoon, you might pick up a shrimp, and the next time you'll pick up a piece of chicken.
I can't wait to taste your gumbo when you get to Vancouver, buddy. And like I say, I think your album is incredible. I can't believe it.
Well, thank you very much. If you ever come to Chicago, come by my club. I own the largest blues club there. I'm hanging on to that with the skin of my teeth because all of those are closing now, man, because I was glad to see the Commodore still going on because you can count the clubs around the world, not just Canada and the United States. You can go to France, Germany, and no more of those little places where we used to go when me and Junior Wells and them didn't have a name like we have now. We'd go to England and everywhere and play the little small clubs. Ain't none of those exist no more.
Well, I hope to get an autograph from you when you get to Vancouver here.
Well, look, man, just ask for Max and come on backstage. You can get two or three autographs.
Cool. Who do I talk to about to do that?
Max. Just ask for Max.
Max?
Yeah, M-A-X.
Okay. Hey, thanks a lot, buddy. I really appreciate your time. I'm a huge fan, and I hope continued success. I mean, you're the greatest.
Well, thank you so much. Like I said, if I had a million, I'm 2 million like you. I think we could influence some more young people like Ken Sullivan, and we would have the blues stay alive a little longer. But I appreciate what you're doing, and we need all the help we can get for the blues.
I'll do my best to spread the word.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks, buddy.
Have a good day.
You too. Bye.
Uh-huh.